More or less favorable contexts. In combination, these factors meant that although all the schools were in disadvantaged areas, some were in areas that might be seen as being more pro-school than others. In fact, the more disadvantaged areas within this study, the mixed ethnic inner-city areas, appeared to offer an environment that was more conducive to running a teaching and learning organization than the less disadvantaged areas, which were predominantly white and outside major conurbations. Parents and pupils were more inclined to see the instrumental value of education, and to meet disciplinary expectations. This is a fairly crude point, and in a longer version of this chapter, Lupton 2003a, I discuss at length two important issues that must also be considered in the interpretation of these findings. I note the importance of teachers' subjective interpretations of the context, observing particularly that educational and organizational difficulties arising from ethnic differences tended to be interpreted by staff as practical problems that could be overcome to some extent by efforts on their part, and that current good practice supported these efforts, whereas those arising from social class differences tended to be interpreted as problems of cultural deficit.